What makes us happy? Like, really happy. Unapologetically smile or laugh or feel good. You know, what is happiness? It's a hard question. I feel it has harder answers too. I'm hesitant to answer it. Hesitant to speak more on it. Hesitant to push forward, because happiness is this thing that we're all looking for in different ways. But I think everything, when you ask people what do they want, you mean they might want like money or a girlfriend or cars or a trip. You know, they want to go somewhere or do something or be someone. But I think if you follow that thread long enough, what they're really looking for, what they really want, is they want to be happy. They think if they have this money, it will make them happy. If they think they have the car, it will make them happy. If they, you know, if they had this life or did that, then they would be happy. I don't remember who said this, but someone said, you won't know the happiest time in your life until after. That only in retrospect, looking back, will you have been like, oh yeah, actually I was really happy. Because in the moment, you don't even realize you're happy. You just, you're floating, you're free. And it's only in those other moments when you're not, when you're grounded and pensively looking for some kind of solace, and you flip through the memory book, which is your mind, through time to other moments, you go, oh wait, maybe then that's when I was happy. And then we run the risk of living in our memories and in our past and in things that are, you know, gone forever, but linger with us because they're there when you close your eyes. I guess back to happiness. What cheers us up? What brings us joy in those moments of abject pain? It's so hard. It's hard. It's hard to come up with like a thing, like this magic pill that you swallow and it pushes all the things that bring you pain away and replace them with just joy, because that's not how it works. That's not how any of it works. You know, you have to endure through the worst of it to get to the best of it. That's life, really. In like a nutshell, you know. Life is enduring the worst of it, knowing that there's a better bit you're getting to. And it's only through enduring the worst bits do we find, you know, that nugget in the center that we've been like searching for. A little bit of gold in the dirt. Sometimes it isn't just a little bit of gold. Sometimes it's a mine. Sometimes we strike it rich and there's just a wealth of joy after so much hardship. But I guess that brings us back to the question, what is that? What is that happiness? How do we get it? How do we find it? You know? I mean, there's so many people, I think every person you ask give you an answer, you know? But I think if you asked me, there's two places you can find happiness. Like true happiness, like happiness that doesn't last or fade. Because sure, when you buy the car, it's you're happy and you're driving it, and you're happy, but it's material and it's ephemeral and it's not lasting, it's not permanent, it isn't absolute. Like if you spend time with a friend or make something or do something with yourself. I think joy comes from other people, or it comes from yourself. Like there's those two places where I think I find real joy, like true happiness. It's from bringing happiness to other people, or expressing myself in a way that I feel like other people can understand. Because I think it brings joy to be understood. I think fundamentally we're all, to a certain degree, misunderstood by different people. You know, we're misunderstood by our parents or our friends or sometimes even ourselves. I think a lot of what we really, really want at the end of the day is to be happy and to be understood. I think being understood first means that we have to understand ourselves. And I think there's a great amount of joy to be found understanding who you are. Because marriage is spending your life getting to know another person on a really intimate level. But your life is about spending it getting to understand you, who I am, at a very intimate level as well. I think if you spend your life not knowing who you are, it's hard. You can't be a stranger to yourself. I remember when I was much younger, that was something my mom really wanted me to do. She was like, you need to find out who you are. You know, like 13 or 12, I had no idea. I had no idea what that meant. Like, what does that mean? Find out who I am. Like, I know who I am. I'm me, you know? Like, it was such a basic question, for which I thought it was a basic answer. But I think as you get older, you quickly understand that, yeah, you are you, but there's a lot to you need to understand. There's a lot that needs to be unpacked. There's a lot that needs to be explored. And as you get older, I think you need to, not continuously, but you need to check in with yourself and just kind of remember who you are, what you're about, what you stand for, what you believe in, and what makes you happy. So, homework. Welcome to school. Find three things this week. Just three things that make you happy. But here's the caveat. It can't be an object. And it can't be a person. So, good luck. I'll be right there with you, trying to figure it out. I don't know if I'll do more of these kind of free-form, rambly things. We'll see. I was just in the mood to do one, so I figured, what's the harm in that? Anyway, hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you later.